Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Beis. We left off on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We only got a little bit past halfway down the page. We're at the last two dots on the page, right after the word Teku. So we're discussing the various reasons that they would have to be Ma'abir the Shana. Why would they ever add a month to the year? So we discussed three possibilities, issues that would come up that would force them to be Ma'abir the Shana. We discussed the Aviv, the Perosi Ilan, and the Tkufa. The Aviv is that the grains have not yet ripened enough, and the Perosi Ilan is that the fruits of the tree are not yet ripe enough, and Shavuos is going to be the Zman of Havas Bikurim, and you're not going to be able to do it because nothing is progressing quickly enough. And Tkufa is to work out the solar calendar with the lunar calendar. So we mentioned yesterday that when you have two out of the three factors in play, then you're Ma'abir the Shana based on those two factors. When you have one of those three factors, then it would not be enough to be Ma'abir the Shana. But not only are those factors an issue, but what needs to be discussed is maybe in some parts of Eretz Yisrael, those factors are an issue, and in other parts are not an issue. Maybe the grain in certain parts is doing just fine, and in other parts is not ripening yet. So where do we look for these factors? Where do we look for these issues? So that's the first thing we're going to do today. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Al Shlosh Ha'aretzos Ma'abir Nes Hashana. We look at three lands when we discuss and we try to figure out whether to be Ma'abir Hashana. Yehuda, Ve'Ever Yarden, Va'Galil. We look at Yehuda, we look at Ever Yarden, we look at Galil. Ever Yarden, Rashi says, Al Shlosh Ha'aretzos, Shelo Yigia Av Shalahen, Osharon Bezin Shemes Acher Ben Zman Bishul Perosi Ilan, Ma'abrin, Shlashtan Me'Eretz Yisrael Heim. All of these lands are considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they're all going to go into determining whether to be Ma'abir the Shana, meaning even Ever Yarden is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Al Shtay Mehen Ma'abrin, Valachs Mehen Ein Ma'abrin. So if in two out of these three lands you have two out of the three problems, you're going to be Ma'abir the Shana. If only in one out of these three lands you have two out of the three problems, then you're not going to be Ma'abir the Shana. Ubizman She Yehuda Achas Mehen HaKol Smechen. When Yehuda is one of the lands that proves to be problematic, that proves to be forcing us to be Ma'abir the Shana, everyone's very happy. Shein Omer Ba Elami Yehuda, meaning because that's where it's most necessary that everything works out in terms of the grains, because the Korban Omer is only going to come from Yehuda, so people were happy when we'd be Ma'abir the Shana because of problems with the grains in Yehuda. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abir Nes Hashana Ela BeYehuda VeMibru BeGalil Mubaris. You're only allowed to be Ma'abir the Shana in Yehuda, meaning only the Beis Din that's Kavua in Yehuda is allowed to be Ma'abir the Shana. If they were Ma'abir in the Galil, it would still work, it's still okay b'di'eved, but L'chadchila only in Yehuda. Heid Chanani Ishono imibru b'Galil einu mubaris. Chanani Ishono was made the opposite, that if they're Ma'abir in Galil, then it's not going to be mubaris. Even b'di'eved, it's not going to work. Amr b'idubri Rav Shimon Pazi, my time the Chanani Ishono. Where does Chanani Ishono get the idea that if they're Ma'abir the Shana in Galil, that even b'di'eved, it's ineffective? Amar kra l'shichno sidrishu uvasa shama. And we darshan from there, called Drisha Shata Doresh, Lo Yu El B'Shcheno Shel Makom, that all of these drishos of being Ma'abir the Shana should only be in God's neighborhood. God's neighborhood is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is in Yehuda. So it has to be in the proximity of the Mikdash. Tan Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abir Nes Hashana El B'Yom. Another din. We're only Ma'abir the Shana during the daytime, not at nighttime. V'imibru B'Layla, Ein Mu'uberes. And if you're Ma'abir the Shana at night, it's not even going to work. It's not going to be Mu'uberes. Vein Mekadshin HaSachodesh El B'Yom. Not only when it comes to Yibur Shana, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh as well. We're not Mekadshin HaChodesh at night, only during the day. V'im Kitshu B'Layla, Ein Mekudash. And if you're Mekadish the Chodesh at night, it's not going to be Mekudash, which is a big Kiddush, because normally, no matter what we do wrong in terms of Kiddush HaChodesh, it's all effective. Afi Beis Din, Afi Lushogin, Afi Lumutin, Afi Lumazidin, no matter how bad Beis Din is in their Cheshbon, in being Mekadish the Chodesh, when Beis Din declares it, that's the power vested in them as Beis Din. They could do, they have the right to affect Rosh Chodesh. But at nighttime, it must be they don't have a status of Beis Din, Lagabi Kiddush HaChodesh at nighttime. It's not a mistake. They don't have the status of a regular yeshiva's based in at nighttime. Amar Rabbi Abba Mikra, where do we see that nighttime is no good for Kiddush HaChodesh? What's the pasuk? Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel liyom chagenu. Ezu chag shachodesh mischasabo, which is the chag that the chodesh is covered up in, meaning that the moon is not visible in. Haviyomer za Rosh Hashanah. That's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Uksiv ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'lukei Yaakov. And we darshin ma mishpat biyom af kiddush hachodesh biyom. That is referring to Rosh Hashanah, and we say that, and it's compared to mishpat. And we know mishpat can only be done during the day. So just like mishpat is done during the day, so too kiddush hachodesh is done during the day. Now that teaches us that kiddush hachodesh should be done during the day. Does it teach us that b'diavad it's possible if it's done at night? I mean, what's the din with mishpat done at night? So the Ramban and the Rashba in Babasra Daf Kufi Gimel and Beis write that this Gemara that of in Kitcho B'layla Einu Mekudash is against the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says that if Beis Din was Toeh and they were done B'layla Dineim Din, if they did mishpat, if they did a regular Din Torah B'layla, the Yerushalmi says Dineim Din, but the Evid it's good. But our Gemara says, and the Yerushalmi says, because we learn Kiddush HaChodesh from mishpat, and they should be Shavim B'dinam. I'm sorry, the Yerushalmi adds that even Kiddush HaChodesh B'layla is good enough, because we learn it from Mishpat. And if you learn it from Mishpat, you should learn it all the way from Mishpat. So our Gemara is against that, because our Gemara seems to assume that even though we learn from Mishpat, that B'layla should not be good. So that's what the Rishonim point out. Now, the Yehuda discusses this in the Tshuva and Ebenezer, Simen Nun Ches. But okay, also on the point that we made, that Ein Ma'abr Neshana El B'Yehuda, that it has to be Dafka, the Beis Din in Yehuda, that's Ma'abr Neshana, tells us over here, raises the problem, Rabbi Akiva, Ibra Hashana ben Ahardah, Bereish Perakish Shalom. The Gemara in Yevamah says that Rabbi Akiva was Ma'abr Neshana in Nahardah. So Nahardah is not only in, not in Yehuda, right? Nahardah is in Bavel. So the Nahardah Michutz La'aretz. So he says, Shiny, so that's a major problem, obviously, major kasha. We're saying not only does it have to be done in Eretz Yisrael, it can't even be done in all of Eretz Yisrael, only in Yehuda, Mishichno Shalmakom. And here you have Rabbi Akiva being Mabar the Shana in Bavel. So the answer is the Gemara, Shiny Rabbi Akiva, Shalinich Kamosa Beretz Yisrael, Kadamrin Besof Brachos. Rabbi Akiva was an exception. He was Loinich Kamosa Beretz Yisrael. There was no one in Eretz Yisrael like him, and therefore he was allowed to be Mabar the Shana wherever he went. Vim Tomar, Vamrin Bezaborer, Rabbi Chia Bar Zarunkiv, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzah, have a ka'azli la abra shana ba'asya, that they went to be ma'abra the shana in Asya. Va'asya chutz la'aretz k'dmuch p'cheskos abatim damar kol she'ara kodesh baruch l'moshe chayiv b'maisr l'mu'ute adraskis Asya Vaspamya, that the Gemara in Babasra says explicitly that wherever Moshe was shown by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chayiv and Meiser, as opposed to Asya, which is not Chayiv and Meiser, the produce of Asya is not Chayiv and Meiser. Why is it not Chayiv and Meiser? Because it's part of Chutz La'aretz. And what? So what do you want to say about that Rabbi Shimon Yotzadak and Rabbi Chia Bar Zarunki didn't leave anyone in Eretz Yisrael of their stature? I mean, Rabbi Kiva is one thing, but Vein Lomar Tlo Inichu Kamosam Taha Resh Lakish Karlu Roi Bakar. We're going to see that Resh Lakish refers to them as Roi Bakar, as right. So that's not someone that you're going to say are people who didn't leave anyone of their stature in Eretz Yisrael. So how is it that they were allowed to be Ma'abr the Shana in Chutz La'aretz? So he says what you have to say is that when we talk about them being ma'aber, it doesn't mean they were really ma'aber. It means they did some of the calculations, some of the cheshbonos. Like we're going to see in today's daf, that Rabbi Akiva was ma'aber gimel shanim zu'achazu, and the Gemara says, but you're not allowed to be ma'aber gimel shanim zu'achazu. And the Gemara says, no, it must be that it's so the Gemara is going to explain, no, you just did the cheshbonos. Sometimes we refer to doing the cheshbonos, trying to figure out the calculations in advance, as the ibur, that must be what was going on in that case as well, in Sanhedrin Daf Chavav with Rabbi Chia Bar Zarunki and Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzadak. Fine, says the Gemara, Vaitin. Tan Rabbana. Ein ma'abrinis. Oh, just one more thing. Just this idea, this drasha that we have, that we're darshaning that tikkun b'chodesh shofar b'kesel liyom chagenu, ezu chag shachodesh mischasebo, which chag is the chodesh covered in. So we say that's Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi says shachodesh mischasebo shalavana einu nirus ba'aliyah l'kol ha'olam. Dichsiv chodesh b'kesel. That the chodesh mischasebo means the moon is not visible to everybody. Tosfos meseches beitza daf tezayin aman aleph, however, asks on Rashi, then the Gemara should have said shalavana mischasebo. The Gemara, there is a word for moon, you don't have to say shachodesh mischasebo. So Rabbi Natam says it means ezu chag shachodesh misdamin bo, meaning which is the chag that Rosh Chodesh falls out on. Kesa sometimes is a lashon of a day that it's that it comes, of something arriving on a certain day. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Ezu chag shachodesh mischasabo means ezu chag that is itself Rosh Chodesh. He also quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam, who says shachodesh mischasabo means that there's no seir of Rosh Chodesh, that the karbonos are different. That's what makes it unique. So the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is covered up, so to speak, in the karbonos hayom. Rabbeinu Tam asks on Rabbeinu Meshulam, but it's mefurish in the Tosefta that there were yud bei seirei Rosh Chodeshim. So it sounds like Rosh Chodesh Tishrei you'd also have a seir Rosh Chodesh. So how can you say that it has different? Doesn't have the seir Rosh Chodesh? It does, according to the Tosefta. So Rabbeinu Meshulam says, no, not that they wouldn't have a seir of Rosh Chodesh, but that in the Torah it's Nischasa. That although we have a drasha that derives that yes, there is a seer of Rosh Chodesh, even Rosh Hashanah, it's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah amongst the Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah. And in that sense, it's a Chodesh Nischasabo. And the final answer to us says of what does it mean, the Chodesh Nischasabo, that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. The fact that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh, so it's as if we're trying to cover up the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. Fine. Tan Rabbanan. Ein ma'abr nes v'shana v'shnei ravon. We're not ma'abr the shana during years of hunger, because we don't want to delay the Karban Omer during years of hunger. The more we delay it, the more time people have to still eat the old tavua. The chadash is only going to become mutter on the second day of Pesach. So we don't want to limit this food supply. It's a very terrible thing to do, to limit the food supply when people are starving. Tanya. Rebbe Omer, V'ish bami bal shlisha, V'yavi l'ish ha'lukim lechem bikurim, esrim lechem sa'orim v'gomer. So the pasuk tells us that a man came mibal shalisha and he brought to the Yish ha'lukim lechem bikurim esrim lechem sa'orim v'karmel b'tziklono, and he gave it to them to eat. So what's the pasuk teaching us? Ve'in lecha kala b'kal Eretz Yisrael levashal pirosa yosir mibal shlisha. There is no part of Eretz Yisrael that is that the produce ripens more quickly than bal shlisha. V'afel became lo bikra l'minechad, and nevertheless, all he was able to bring was one min. He was only able to bring one min that was ripened. Shema tomar chitim, so maybe you'll say, yeah, that min that he brought was chitim, was wheat, no, and therefore there was plenty to eat. Tamal lomar sa'orim. No, it wasn't even wheat. It was, meaning wheat normally comes a little bit late, but it wasn't wheat, it was the sa'orim. So it was even that which normally ripens earlier was the only thing that had ripened. Shema tomar lefnei omer, you might think it was before the omer, tamal lomar tein la'am v'yochelu, and this is already past the second day of Pesach, and only one type of grain, and even that type of grain was only the barley that had ripened. So obviously, and this is in the part of Eretz Yisrael where the grains ripened most quickly. So obviously, there was a major issue that year where grains weren't ripening on time. Achara Omer Haya. Emer Me'ata, so what you have to say is, Ru'uya Haisa Osa Shana Shet Saber, that year should have been Mu'beres, they should have been Ma'abr that Shana. Meaning, why do we see they should have been Ma'abr that Shana? Because everything was off. They should have bought an extra month to give the grains time to ripen. So that Shana should have been Shana Mu'beres. So, Mepnei Ma'lo Ibra Elisha, why wasn't Elisha Ma'abr the Shana? Shishnas Petzaras Haisa, Vayakal Ratzin Lebes Agranos. It must be because it was a year of famine. And a year of famine, you can't be Ma'abr the Shana, even though you have all the considerations that we spoke about on yesterday's daf, Namud Beis, Yiralf Namud Beis, about being Ma'abr the Shana. But wait a second, we have all the considerations? What did we say? That there are three considerations to be Ma'abr the Shana. And when one of the considerations, no matter how strongly that consideration seems to be a pressing issue, when it's only one out of the three, you're not Ma'abr the Shana. So what's the Gemara's Raya? That Shana was Ru'uya to be Mu'beres. So if you take a look at Tosfos, Ruya Haisos Hashana Shetazabri Vim Tomer Minolan. Dilma Aviv Hu Dilohava Aval Peres Ilan Utkufa Yukitikunan. Maybe the summer, the solar calendar, the lunar calendar were lined up just fine. And maybe the Peres Ilan were just fine. It was the grains where there was a problem. So that's one out of the three issues. One out of three issues is not enough to be Ma'abr the Shana. Who says that Shana should have been Mu'beres if not for the fact that it was famine? How do you know it should have been Mu'beres? Maybe he only had one out of three issues. V'amrin d'alechar me'anein ma'abrin. The Yesh Lomer says, Tosas to Mestama, Kivin d'bal shlisha ha'kala sh'baritz yisrael lo bikra, le'min echad, sh'memen ad'peiros yil'anami lo havu. He says it can't be that the place where the grain most quickly ripens in Eretz Yisrael only had one min that was ripened after the Omer already, and that the Peros were fine. It has to be that there was an issue with the Peros as well. So whether the lunar calendar, solar calendar lined up, that we don't know. But we do know that the Peros could not have been fine either, and therefore you did have two out of the three problems. I frak the Gemara, Fractosos rather, Vim Tomer Vidilma b'Yehudahu, the Lo Havu Alva be'Ever Yagim Galil Havu. We just mentioned at the beginning of today, right? That where do we look for these concerns? You need two out of the three major lands to have this issue. Well, maybe the issue only existed in Yehuda. Maybe it didn't exist in the other two lands. So granted, you had two out of the three issues, but maybe you only had two out of the three issues in one out of the three lands, and that's not enough reason to be Ma'abar D'Shana. So it says Tosos Yesh Lomar, Dehan. Now that's why we emphasize the fact that it was Baal Shlisha. It was the part of Eretz Yisrael where it should be most likely to ripen the most quickly. And nevertheless, Elisha was not Ma'abar D'Shana. Tell says, how do you know Elisha was a Ma'abar D'Shana? Who says he wasn't? Maybe he was Ma'abar D'Shana, and still things were so slow to ripen. So it says, he says it's impossible. If they add an extra month to only have one min after the Omer, just can't be. It has to be that he wasn't Ma'abar D'Shana. Fine. Tan Rabbanan. Ain Ma'abar D'Shana l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. V'imibrua einu mubaris. We're not Ma'abar D'Shana before Rosh Hashanah. And if we do it, it doesn't work. If we're Ma'abar D'Shana, I mean, it's too early. It's too early to make such a declaration about something that's going to come much later on. So we're not, Bezin isn't even Yoshev to be Ma'abar D'Shana before Rosh Hashanah. Why not? So Rashi says, people are going to forget. It's unbelievable. You think something like that, people wouldn't forget. You know, something, they'll get the whole Klal Yisrael that they're adding a month. So people are going to forget. It's going to end up, people are going to be mezalz and chametz. Okay. What does it mean that people are going to forget to be mezalz and chametz? By the way, it means, what do you mean? You're adding a month, so people aren't going to really mess up in the Yisro Chametz, because when they think, when they think it's Pesach, it's not Pesach, so it should be fine. No, but that's the point. The fact is, they're going to think it's Pesach, and then people are going to say, nah, don't worry about it, you can have Chametz now. So they're going to say, in future years, who knows, maybe it's not really Pesach. We never really know if it's Pesach, because they forgot last year that they were Ma'abar D'Shana, so that's what it means, they're going to be Mezalz on the Chametz. Yes. Anyway, but the Gemara goes on and says, when times are really tough and we need to be Ma'abar D'Shana, we do it immediately right after Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean, Mepnei Chak? What sort of tough times could cause you to have to be Ma'abar D'Shana earlier on in the year? So says Rashi, we're afraid that the Bezin's falling apart. And Bezin, we're not going to have a qualified Bezin to take care of it, Samach La'adar, so we want to take care of it as soon as possible, so the soonest you could do it is right after Rosh Hashanah. And still, we're only Ma'abar Chodesh Adar. We're not Ma'abar any other month. Says Tosos, why are we only Ma'abar Chodesh Adar? The Kol Shara Chadashim Ein Ma'abar Dechsiv the Chodesh Shneimasar Hu Chodesh Adar. The pasuk says in Megillas Esther, having a lot of Megillah references lately, that Chodesh Shneimasar Hu Chodesh Adar. V'ima Avrin Achas Mishara Chadashim Lavi Adar Shneimasar. If they'd be Ma'abar, Kislev, and they'd make two Kislevs, so then Adar is going to be the 13th month. Adar has to be the 12th month. How do we know it? Because it says in the Megillah. Who said it in the Megillah? Haman. Very strange. We learn a halacha that it has to be that we're only Ma'abar Adar from the statement that Haman made. Tosfos Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph learns from Lavan Ha'arami that it's Lokei Naderech Memkomenu Lasis Tzi'iru Lefnei Abachira. Says Tosfos Maseches Kiddushin. So you see from there that you don't give the Tzi'iru Lefnei Abachira. That if you have two daughters, you try to marry off the older one before you try to marry off the younger one. So apparently there are things that we learn from statements made by Rishaim in Tanakh, probably because the way it's formulated is in Kisvei HaKodesh, and the fact that the way it's formulated makes it into Kisvei HaKodesh gives it some meaning to it. So we're able to derive halachas from that. Adar has to be the 12th month of the year. Fine. This reminds me a little bit the The Rishonim and Achronim discuss, Ramban discusses, that referring to any other month as the first month of the year besides for Nisan is a violation of what it says of the Pasuk in Chumash, that Achodesh Hazelech and Rosh Chodashim, that it's Dafka Nisan that could be Rosh Chodashim. It could be that referring to any other month besides for Adar as the 12th month of the year, meaning that's what the Pasukim say, to refer to January as one, as month number one, might be a problem of Achodesh Zelechem Rosh Chodashim. So referring to December as month number 12 might be a problem in Divrei Kabbalah that we're saying that only Adar could be Yud Beis, and no other month could be called Yud Beis, could be called the 12th month. Okay, Vafal Pikein in Ma'abr Ne'ela Adar. So effectively, we're only Ma'abr Adar. Eini Vashalchul El Rav Zugba Merekes. A pair of rabbis were coming from Rekes. V'tafsu Nesher. They spoke in code. We're going to find this whole next 3-4 lines was all said in code because they didn't want to get caught by the government as saying anything bad about them. So we're going to see everything is in code. So v'tafsu Nesher. The eagle grabbed them. What does it mean, the eagle grabbed them? The eagle is the Chel Parsiim, the Roman government. Ubiyadam Dvarim Anasim Beluz, and they have in their hands the Dvarim Anasim Beluz. So Gemara says, my Nihu, what do they have? Tcheles. Tcheles are made in Luz. B'zuchus Harachim B'zuchusham Yetzu B'shalom. Thank God they got out peacefully. Even though they were arrested, they made it. They were okay. V'amuse Yerechi Nachshon Bikshu L'kvoa Netziv Echad V'lo Nichon Adomi Alaz. And the Amuse Yerechi Nachshon, who's that? So Rashi says the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, who comes from Nachshon ben Aminadav, wanted to establish a pillar, a single pillar. What does that mean? So Rashi has to fill in Bikshu Lahosuf Chodesh Echad Al Shana Abra, wanted to add an extra month to the year. V'lo Nichon Adomi Alaz, but the Adomi Alaz, the red one, didn't allow them to do it. Who's the red one? Says Rashi, Malchus Harisha Gazra Gzeira Alehen. The evil government made a terrible gzeira against them that they weren't allowed to be Ma'abra the Shana. Meaning the point is they spoke in code because they didn't want to get caught. They're speaking bad about the government. Aval Bali Asufos Nesvu V'Kavalo Nitziv Echad. Plus, they're saying they went against the gezeirah of the government. The Bali Asufos Nesvu, the gatherers gathered, the Kavalo Nitziv Echad, the Yerach Shemes Ba'aron HaKohen. And they established a pillar, meaning a month, they made a new month, they added an extra month, in the month that Aaron HaKohen died. What's the month that Aaron HaKohen died? Says Rashi, Ba'av, Chodesh Av. Chumash tells us, it's the only yahrzeit I think that's recorded in Chumash, the exact date is recorded in Chumash, that it says that Aaron died on the first day of the fifth month. Aaron died on the first day of Chodesh Av. So Alma Mepnei Chak Ma'ain Bibur Shana Fnei Roshana. So apparently Av is before Roshana, right? Av is during the summertime, and yet they took care of Yibur Roshana even before Roshana. So how can you say that they're only Ma'aber Adar? We see that they take care of it even before Roshana. We're not asking. They were Ma'aber Adar. They just took care, they discussed it in the year in Chodesh Av. But again, the question is though, we said you're not even allowed to discuss it before Roshana. You're not allowed to even decide it before Roshana. Forget about adding the month. So the Gemara says, no, they could discuss it, they just can't reveal it. So the rabbis can be in internal discussions, even before Rosh Hashanah, about whether the following year is going to be a leap year, but they're not allowed to reveal the Pesach and make a public Pesach about it until after Rosh Hashanah. Once Rosh Hashanah comes, then they could turn it into a public Pesach. Fine. My mashma da'in itzuv lishon diyarchu. Once we have this whole conversation in code, and we decipher the code, so nitziv meant a month. But why would they use the word Nitziv for a month? Where do we ever see the word Nitziv refers to a month? So Nitziv, because it says, "Shlomo Shneimasar Nitzivim Al Kol Yisrael V'Chilku Asamelech V'Asanash Of Chodesh B'Shana." Shlomo Melech appointed different people to take care of the needs of the palace for each month. The needs of they needed a serious full-time custodian taking care of the needs of the palace and ordering all the food and taking care of everything. There was a lot going on in Shlomo Melech's palace, so he established Shneimasar Nitzivim over Kol Yisrael, and they each Nitziv supported the Melech for one month out of the year. V'aksiv Nitziv Echad Asher Ba'aretz. Aye, but doesn't it say that there was one Nitziv, there was one officer? Meaning, what do they call the officer who was in charge of a month? they called him a Netziv. So you see, Netziv relates to a month. That's why they chose Netziv as a code word for month, because that was the officer who was in charge of 1 month. But Frekli Gemara, no, it says V'netziv Echad Asher Ba'aretz, that there was one officer in charge of everything. Sounds like it wasn't only just 1 month. So Rav Yehuda Rav Nachman Chadamar Echad Munal Kulam, there was one chief officer in charge of all the officers who each came in for a month, but you had to have one guy who was there full time to know exactly what's going on. So that's the Netziv Echad Al Kulam. But each of these sub officers who was in charge of supporting the palace for that 1 month was also called the Netziv. The Chadamar one says, no, the Netziv Echad Al Kulam is Keneged Chodesh Ibur. They also had a guy for leap years that he would come in only on Chodesh Ibur and take care of it. So his job was a little less intense. There were only 7 out of 19 years he had to work to take care of the palace. Like Rav Chaim Kanievsky writing Svarim, right? Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a Seder Limud that he finishes all of Kol HaTorah Kula every single year. So when does he have a chance to write his Svarim? He's so busy finishing Kol HaTorah Kula. They say that during the leap years, he has an extra month. So that's when he writes his Svarim. I don't know if it's true, but that's what they say. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin HaSasha, it is true that he finishes Kol HaTorah Kula every year. He makes a Siyum every year of Pesach. He's a Bechor. So my father likes to say it would be a lot easier to fast, but he chooses to make a siyum on every Erev Pesach and Kol Torah Kula Bavli, Yushalmi, Sefri, Sefra, everything, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin HaShana Lo Mishana L'Chavrita. We're not Ma'abrin HaShana from 1 year to the next, v'lo shalosh shanim zu achar zu, nor we ma'aber the 3 years in a row. So what does that mean? We're not ma'aber from 1 year to the next and 3 years in a row. So Rashi says, mishana l'chavrita, im shana haba tzrich la'aber, ein ma'aber in shana zu, mipnei tzorchei shana haba, ela hatzricha tzaber. If we realize that next year we're going to have all of the issues, 2 out of 3 issues in 2 out of 3 lands, we're not ma'aber this year so that we won't need to do it next year. We wait till we have those issues next year, and that's when we're ma'aber the shana. We're not ma'aber a year early. That's what it means. Mishana l'chavrita, says Rashi. Says Tosfos, Pirush b'kunshus shana zu shena tzricha l'sabre, ein ma'aber k'tei l'saken shana ba ve'ein halashon mashmakin. Says Tosfos, that's not what it sounds like. It's not what it sounds like. It means el nir demari l'chashev dein machashon b'shana zu al shana shalachra. No, what it really means is that we don't make cheshbonos this year about being ma'aber next year. We wait till next year to do the cheshbonos. V'afal gav d'lo megalin. Meaning, what did we say? We said before that before Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to be megala the cheshbonos. Over here we're saying that in the previous year, not only you're not allowed to be megala the cheshbonos, you're not even allowed to have the cheshbonos. We can't even rely on a cheshbon that was done earlier. We're going to need to do another cheshbon. Fine. So, what does it mean we're not ma'aber 3 years in a row? So says Rashi, if you take 3 years in a row, make them all leap years, you can have Pesach in the middle of the summertime, because you're going to keep pushing Pesach back. It's going to be terrible. Everything's going to be totally off. Says Tosos, he doesn't think that's what that means either. He says, no, never a havamina to say that you're going to make 3 years in a row. And that Shana Muberes says, Ktsas Kasha, Tamayir Shalosh, Afilu Shtayim Nami. Even 2 years would be a problem then. You may have two leap years in a row. So Pesach would be at the end of May. That would also be summertime. Va'od the kamer Rabbi Shimon Meisab Rabbi Akiva Sheiber Gimel Shanim Ritzufos V'Rabbanu Mahadrulei Beis in Yashva V'Kavu Kalachas Bezmana Pirush V'Lo Ritzufos Hayu. And furthermore, the Gemara is going to say that there was a Rabbi Akiva made Gimel Shanim Ritzufos, and the Rabbanan said no, Beisin was Ma'abri each one in its right time. That implies that they weren't Ritzufos, that they weren't actually 1 year after the other. Ve'en Alashon Mashmakein. Says, so the pshat over here is lo shalosh shanim zu achar zu means as follows: de'ein ma'abrin gimel shanim haynu she'in kovin b'pam achas liyo shalosh shanim u'baras kol achas bizmana. That at one time they can't say, okay, the next 3 years that are going to be shanos mubaros are tafshin ayin beis, tafshin ayin hay, and tafshin ayin zayin. They can't do that. You have to go each one in its right time. Right, that would also affect how you understand Mishan al-Chavirta. If you say that you can't go ahead and be Ma'aber from 1 year to the next year. Fine. Amar Rabbi Shimon Meisim, Rabbi Kiva Sheikhavish Beis Asurim. The story happened once Rabbi Kiva was stuck in jail, V'Iber Shalashon Mzuachazu, and he was Ma'aber 3 years, one after the other. So don't you see that you're allowed to be Ma'aber 3 years, one after the other? Answers Gemara, Amr Lomi, Sham Raya, Bezin Yashuv, Vukavu Achas Achas Bezmana. No, Bezin sat and was Kovei each one in the right time. Rabbi Akiva just told them how to work through the calculations. So he cheshmed out with them the calculations for several years going forward, but Bezin still sat down and took care of it and redid the calculations and did the cheshbonos again when it came time to be Ma'abr the Shanim. Tan Rabbanan, in Ma'abr Nes Hashanah, Lo B'Shvi'is Velo Motsai Shvi'is. We don't make leap years during the Shemitah year, nor on Motsai of the Shemitah year. Not the year after the Shemitah year either. Why? Because the Isra Chadash is a big problem during the year after the Shemitah year. They didn't plant the last year, so they didn't have much to fall back on in terms of the Yashan. So they needed the Chadash to be Mutter as soon as possible. So you can't be Ma'abr the Shana. And during Shemitah year, of course, you can extend the time they can't work the land. That's also a very difficult thing to impose. It's hard enough to not work the land for 12 months, to not work the land for 13 months. Same as Sarigil Ma'abr. So when, because of that, when would they typically be Ma'abr the Shana? Erev Shvi'is. Erev Shvi'is is always a good time to be Ma'abr the Shana. Give them a little extra time to work the land in advance, in preparation for Shemitah year. Shalbeis Ram Gamliel Ma'abr Motzai Shvi'is. Ram Gamliel's house used to be Ma'abr even on Motzai Shvi'is. Ubeplok Tadani Tanai. This machlokas, whether they should be Ma'abr Motzai Shvi'is or not, is really tali on the following machlokas Tanai. Detanya, Ein Mevi in Yerek Mechutz Laretz, V'Rabbeseinu Etiru. That the Tanakama holds, you're not supposed to bring vegetables in from Chutz Laretz, but Rabbeinu were Matir. What's the Machlokas about? The Machlokas is about my benayhu. Am Rabbi Yirmiyah Choshen LeGushei Nikavidai. The Machlokas is about whether we're Choshish for the Gush of Eretz Amim, for the dirt that comes when you bring peros. You pull peros out of the ground. You pull vegetables out of the ground. The vegetable is often not totally clean. So there's a lot of dirt. There's a lot of sod that's attached to the vegetables that you pulled out of the ground. And you're going to bring the dirt of Eretz Amim into Eretz Yisrael. That's metame. The Eretz, the land of Eretz Amim is metame. So that's why there was a shita in Tanaim that didn't like the idea of importing vegetables into Eretz Yisrael. So what's the machlokas between Shalbeis Ram Gamliel and the other Nesiim, that Shalbeis Ram Gamliel would be ma'aber motzai shvius and others wouldn't? Beis Ram Gamliel held that you're allowed to bring, you're allowed to import vegetables, so there's not going to be any problem when you extend the Isser of Chadash for another month, because you can just import vegetables, everything's going to be fine. The others held that no, you're not allowed to import vegetables, you have to be Choshesh L'Gushehen. What's the problem with the Gush? What sort of Tumah is there on the Gush of Eretz Amim? So says Rashi, Shema Yavi Imam Migush Eretz Amim Shemetamei Be'ohel. That the Gush of Eretz Amim is Metame Be'ohel. Says Tosfos, V'kasha, D'tani B'Mesechus Ahalos. It says in Mesechus Ahalos, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, the Gush haba Eretz Amim, Metame B'Mago Masa, Avalo Be'ohel. Rashi's against enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Gush of Eretz Amim is not Metame Be'ohel, only B'Mago Masa. V'ad Mash Perek Amim, D'Shavuz U'B'Nazir, D'Metame Be'ohel, Hainu Dafka Be'Eretz Amim. Aye, Rashi is based on the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Nazir, that clearly implies that Eretz Amim is Metame Ba'ol. Yeah, the land of Eretz Amim is Metame Ba'ol when it's still in Eretz Amim. But if you take some dirt from Eretz Amim and bring it to Eretz Yisrael, then it's not Metame Ba'ol. The concern over here is that we don't want to bring Gush of Eretz Amim into Eretz Yisrael, not because it's going to be Metame Ba'ol. Once it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's definitely not Metame Ba'ol. What's the concern? That it's going to be Metame B'maga U'masa. We're not ma'abr the shana for concerns of tumah. What kind of concerns of tumah? So Rashi says two possibilities. The nasi is very sick and they think he's going to die on erev Pesach. That's one concern. And therefore everyone's going to become tame because everyone has to attend the funeral of the nasi. Or maybe it comes the end of Chodesh Adar and most of Klal Yisrael is tame, and they don't have the Efer Paraduma available to them. So you're not going to be Ma'abr the Shana for that, so you'll do the Korban Pesach, Betuma. It won't be the end of the world. Tumah Sutra B'tzibur, or at least the Chuyah B'tzibur, we'll see soon. But so you'll take care of the Korban Pesach, Betuma. We're not going to be Ma'abr the Shana for the concern of Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Ma'abrin. Rabbi Yehuda says, that we are ma'aber for tuma. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa b'Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda Shibar Shana b'nei Tuma, u'bikesh rachem b'mal atzmo. It happened once that Chizkiyah Melech was ma'aber the Shana for the sake of tuma, and he was mevakesh rachem on himself, and he had to be mevakesh rachem because he felt he did something wrong. Says Rashi, Shibar Shana b'nei Tuma, shenitmu b'yimei achaz aviv me'avodah zara. That why was everyone tamei in the times of Chizkiyah? Because he took over for Achaz, his father, who was a big proponent of avodah zara. Everyone had avodah zara everywhere. The Torah, the Chizkiyah machzir on the mutav. Chizkiyah led a tremendous tshuva movement. The yadash lo yaspiku kulan love of litar at the Pesach, and he knew that to become tar from the avodah zara wasn't going to happen, and therefore v'ibar hashana. Therefore he's ma'aber the shana. Now that's an interesting idea that they were all tamei from avodah zara. Magal Yisiam quotes from the Sefer Imre Tzvi that's medayik in the Kefa Lashon and Rashi. Rashi says first that they were nisbu me'avodah zara, and then he says lo chashashu the Torah. What's he? Obviously, if they were nisbu me'avodah zara, obviously they weren't chashashu the Torah. So he says, no, we never find that someone who becomes tamei avodah zara requires hazah shlishi ushvi, that you actually need efer paraduma to become tahar from the tumas avodah zara. So that's what Rashi emphasizes. Besides for the fact that they were of the avodah zara, like we well know, they also in general weren't chashashu the Torah, so they were all tamei mesim also, because they couldn't care less about any tuma, and that's why they needed hazah shlishi ushvi. But the fact that they did have a desire would not have been the kind of tuma that would have put them in a bind when it comes to Korban Pesach. That wouldn't have been problematic on its own right, but it's just indicative of the fact that they weren't observant of Torah in general, and therefore they didn't care about the fact that they were tamei mesim either. Fine. The Tosos of here quotes Yerushalmi. If you look at Tosos, the bottom Tosos says Yerushalmi Omar. Why were they tamei? The Gulgalto shal Arvana Hayavusi Matzu Tachas Hamizbeach, because they discovered that year the skull of Arvana Hayavusi. He was the one that David HaMelech bought the place of the Makom HaMikdash from. It was his threshing floor that was the Beis HaMikdash. That was the Makom HaMikdash, and David HaMelech went and bought it from him. David HaMelech was able to lay the groundwork for the Beis HaMikdash in that way. That he was able to prepare everything in advance to make Shlomo Melech's life easier when Shlomo Melech, in fact, gets to build the Beis HaMikdash. So they found Arvana Yevusi's skull. So a number of issues are raised. Magal Yisiam over here raises three major issues. One issue, he says, from the Nadav Yehuda Madura Tinyana or Chaim Simon Peivav, that quotes from the son of the Nadav Yehuda that Arvana Yevusi was not a Jew. Not Arvana Yevusi was not a Jew. Where was this skull found? That's going to be the second issue. Where was this skull found? It was found underneath the Mizbeach. So who is Tameh? Who is allowed to go to that area under the Mizbeach? Yisrael's not allowed to go there anyway. So the only people that were Tameh were Kohanim that were Tameh. So that's called that Rov of Klal Yisrael was Tameh. It was only the Kohanim that were Tameh. It wasn't the Yisraelim that were Tameh. So he says, that's why Chizkiyah was Ma'aber for the Kohanim, but that's why he had to be Mevakesh Rachamim. Because when the Kohanim is Tahorim and the Kohanim are Tameim, you're supposed to be Yasu B'tumah. You don't have to be Ma'aber the Shana. So he went and he was, and that's why he had to be Mevakesh Rachamim on himself. That's one Ha'ara. Ha'ara number two, Margol Yisrael, quotes from Tzion Yerushalayim on the Yerushalmi in Pesachim, Arvana was an Akum. And Akum is not Matami Ba'oel. So you have to say something like that Tumas Mikdash is more Chamor. That even in Akum is going to be Matami Ba'oel, but Mikdash. We're more serious about Tuma in the Mikdash. Or it could be used a Ger Toshav, and maybe a Ger Toshav is Matami Ba'oel, which is a Chiddush, but that's also a possibility that maybe a Ger Toshav is Matami Ba'oel. And the third possibility, the third issue, and the biggest issue of everything, is Margol Yisiam quotes, Etzem Mitzias Hagulgolas B'Makom HaKodesh Mafliya Ma'od. What the heck was his skull doing by the Mizbeach? David HaMelech presumably bought it from a live person, right? He bought the Makom HaMikdash from Arvana Yevusi. Once David HaMelech owned it, how did he allow this guy to be buried there? He knew this was going to be the Makom HaMikdash. That's the biggest kasha of all of them. Also, how do they know it was his skull? I have no idea. How do they identify it as a funny? I guess they figured who else is going to be. But I don't know. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda was ma'abed the Shana because of Tuma, and he was mevakesh rachem. How do we know this? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says ki marbis ha'am rabis me'afrayim menashi yisachos v'un lo hitaharu, lo hitaharu ki achlas ha'pesach b'lo chakasuv ki yispalu Chizkiyah aleim le'mar Hashem etov yichaper ba'ad. So that you see over there that that Achlas Pesach below Kakasuv, because they were Ma'abr the Shana because of Tumah, and therefore the Karban Pesach was brought at the wrong time, at the time that it should not really have been brought, and Hashem Atov Yechaper Bad, he davened for Kapara. Rabbi Shimon Omer Im Bnei Atoma Ibrua Muberes. If they were Ma'abr because of Tumah, then it is Muberes. So why did he daven for Rachamim? She'in Ma'abr Nela Adar, Vuhu Iber Nisan Binisan. Because really, you're only allowed to be Ma'abr the Shana while it's still Chodesh Adar. He was Ma'abr the Shana after the next month was already declared to be Nisan. He then went back and said, nah, it's not really Nisan. This is now Adar Beis. And that's too late. You can't do that once it's already declared to be Nisan. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Amr Shum Rabbi Shimon Mabnei Shehisi Yisrael Lassos Pesach Sheni. That no, his problem was that he needed Kapara for was that he advised Klal Yisrael to do Pesach Sheni. The Gemara is going to discuss all these possibilities. What's the problem with each one of these? Pesach Sheni? It says in the Torah there's such a thing as Pesach Sheni. What's so wrong about that? So Amr Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Amr Ma'abrin, Alma Isli Rabbi Yehuda Tumah Duchiyahi B'tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda says that you are allowed to be Ma'abr the Shana Mipnei HaTumah. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah Duchiyah B'tzibur. Why? There are two possibilities. Either Tumah Chutra B'tzibur, that Tumah is Pashut, not a problem when you're dealing with a Tzibur that's Tameh, or it's a problem, but we are able to overlook it. Meaning it's a problem, but we have to do the carbon anyway. Tumah Duchiyah B'tzibur. So the fact that you're willing to be Ma'abr the Shana for the sake of Tumah, in order to avoid Tumah, tells you that we're really not so pleased about Tumah B'tzibur. That it must only be Duchuyah, must not be Hutra. Right? That's why Alma Isle the Rabbi Yehuda, Tumah Duchuyah Hi B'tzibur. Aiva Tanya, but we have a brisa that says as follows, that's going to imply, or say explicitly really, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. What does the brisa say? Tzitz bein sheyesh nol mitzvah bein sheyesh nol mitzvah. The tzitz, whether it's on the coins fired or not, meratzeh div Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds his meratzeh. Rabbi Yehuda amar odol mitzvah meratzeh, ein odol mitzvah, ein meratzeh. If it's still on his fired, it's going to be meratzeh. Otherwise, it's not going to be meratzeh. Amar Rabbi Shimon kohen gadol biyomei kippurim yochiach sheein ol mitzvah meratzeh. So Rabbi Shimon says, look at the kohen gadol on yomei kippurim. He can't go lifnai v'lifnim with the big day zav. He doesn't have the tzitz on his forehead, and nevertheless, it's meratzeh. The tzitz is still going to be meratzeh for any problems of Tumah. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, Hanach Yom Kippurim Shetumah Hutra B'Tzibur. He says, no, that's Avodas Yom Kippurim. You don't need the tzitz to be meratza on Tumah that happens on Yom Kippur, because that's all Avodas HaTzibur. Avodas HaTzibur, the Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur. But what do you see? Bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. If it were Duchuyah, then you need the Ritzoy Tzitz, but it's Hutra, you don't even need Ritzoy Tzitz. Ultameich Tikshilach Higufa, says the Gemara, yeah, but if that's your problem, look at the Brisa itself. It's problematic, Mineu Bey. Because what does it say? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'abrin. Rabbi Yehuda says, you are Ma'aber. Vam Rabbi Yehuda Maisa B'Chaskiyah Melch Yehuda Shibar Asashad Mnei Atumo B'Kish Racham Malatzmo. The very same Rabbi Yehuda on the bottom of Amid Aleph who says, you're allowed to be Ma'aber the Shana B'Pnei Atumo, then goes on to say, Chaskiyah Melch Yehuda was Ma'aber the Shana B'Pnei Atumo, and asked for rachamim for kapara. Sounds like he held that he did something wrong. So it's a stira minei ubei. El chisuri mechzavachi k'tani. No, you have to say the price is missing a line. This is how it should read. Ein ma'abr es shuna es shana mipnei atuma. V'im ibrua mu'uberes. You're not supposed to be ma'abr the shana for tuma. If you did, it is mu'uberes. Rabbi Yehuda omer ein mu'uberes. Rabbi Yehuda, this doesn't even work. V'am Rabbi Yehuda v'chulei. And that's when, and Rabbi Yehuda then goes on to say, and Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda tried to do it, and it was not, and he therefore asked for kapara, because he did the wrong thing. But Rabbi Yehuda, not only can't you do it, it doesn't even work. So, Ihachi, Rabbi Shimon, im ipnei atuma ibrua, muberes, haynetanakama. Wait a second, then when Rabbi Shimon says that if they were ma'abr ipnei atuma, that it does work, isn't that the same as the Tanakama holds that it does work against Rabbi Yehuda? Amarava lechadchila ikabinayat. Nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama is whether lechadchila you're allowed to be ma'abr ipnei atuma. That Tanakama holds that ain't ma'abr lechadchila, it's just that it does work with the evidence, and Rabbi Shimon, you could even be ma'abr lechadchila. Tani namihachi, ain't ma'abr neshan ipnei atuma lechadchila. Rabbi Shimon, Tanakama says you're not allowed to be ma'abrin the shana lichadchila, but Rabbi Shimon holds ma'abrin even lichadchila mipnei atuma. So good. Well, then why was he mevakesh rachamim if it doesn't even work? He didn't do anything wrong. Meaning he tried to be ma'abr the shana for the wrong reasons, but it didn't take effect. So what does he have to be mevakesh rachamim? Nothing happened. No harm, no foul. Everything was fine. She'in ma'abr nela adar v'hu iber nisan b'nisan. No, because you're only allowed to be ma'abr adar, and he was ma'abr Shaver Nisan b'Nisan. Again, he waited till the next month was already declared Nisan, and then he went back and was Ma'abrit. This kasha was assuming that it does work and that everything was fine. So what did he do wrong? You're even allowed to do it l'chadchila. According to the Shita, that you're even allowed to be Ma'abrit m'nei atuma l'chadchila, we were asking, so then what would he have to ask Kapara for? So that's what he has to go out and say. No, he asked Kapara because he did it at the wrong time. He waited till after the next month was ready to declare Nisan, and then he was Ma'abrit as the Shana Mubaris as the previous year. Amr Mar, so what did we say? She'in Ma'abrit al Adar Rui Ber Nisan Ben Nisan. How did he mess up that one? That's a beferisha halacha, that you can only have one Nisan, you can't be ma'abar, a second Nisan. So Tabit Shmuel, his mistake was in Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Ein Ma'abar Nisan B'Yom Shloshim Shal Adar. That was the 30th day of Adar. So he said, well, it's still the 30th day, it's still Adar, I could still get it in under the wire. Halvar Roy L'Kovo Nisan. But Shmuel says, no, you can't, it's too late. Since the 30th day of Adar could sometimes be Nisan already, because sometimes the month is only 29 days. Therefore, on the 30th day of Adar, even if this year Adar is going to have 30 days, it's too late to add an extra Adar by the 30th day. That view, Savar Hol V'Roy Lo Amrin, and he didn't hold of any such Svara, that because it's Ra'ui, who cares that it's Ra'ui? Bottom line is, it wasn't, it was still Adar, he thought that that's not a problem. Tani Nami Hachi, Ein Ma'abrin HaShana B'Yom Shloshim Shal Adar, Hol V'Roy L'Kovo Nisan. We have a brice also that says like this, that we're not Ma'abrin HaShana on the 30th day of Adar. Why not? Because it's Ra'ui to make that day Nisan. Once it's Ra'ui to make it Nisan, we're not going to be Ma'abrin. Just one quick Ha'ara, Tosus points out the concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is, the definition of Tzibur is not always defined by Karbanos HaTzibur. Tosus points out, Ina Dabar Tali B'Tzibur, because I mean Perakot Tzilo, Shari Par Yom HaKippurim V'Chavite Kohen Gadol Pesach are all karbanos of Yachid, and they're all docha. And tumah is hutra b'tzibur by all of them. V'dochin Shabbos v'tuma. And yet you have par helim davar shel tzibur. Siri avod dezara chagiga de karbon tzibur heim. Those are chagiga par helim davar shel tzibur. Those are all karbonos tzibur. And nevertheless, ain dochin. So what's the rule? What do we call tumah hutra b'tzibur and not tumah hutra b'tzibur? Elim mekotai klal biyad kol shes manu kavua docha v'afilu diyachid. Any carbon that has a zman kavua, that has a set time that carbon is brought, such a carbon is going to be subject to meduchi b'tzibur. Anything that's not zman kavua is not going to be subject to meduchi b'tzibur. It's not tali on whether it's a carbon yachid or a carbon tzibur. Okay, Baz Hashem, will pick up from the two dots tomorrow. Tomorrow's a very tough daf, figuring out the tekufos, what it means, the tekufos.